Cedar Diagnostics is a private regional reference laboratory in the Four Corners area and has been in the community since 2009. In April of last year, they were purchased by American Pathology Partners, or UniPath. Michelle Roach is the Director of Operations for Cedar Diagnostics in Durango. Right around the time when COVID-19 became a household name, Roach and her team were scrambling to get testing for our region.
You know, obviously there was a huge outcry within the community here wanting to be able to do COVID testing, and we heard that cry. So we just started working with some other laboratories that we've worked with in the past. And one of those laboratories is GenPath out of New Jersey. And so when we wanted to be able to offer testing to people here in the Four Corners, I just started calling laboratories, calling old friends, finding out who could do it, where we could get supplies from. And we wound up forging a relationship with GenPath, which is also known as BioReference Lab in New Jersey.
Cedar Diagnostics started widespread testing for COVID-19 in the region on April 10th with locations in Durango, Cortez, and Pagosa Springs. As of yesterday, Roach said the lab had conducted over 1,000 tests with a positive rate of just over 2%. 2 weeks ago, the lab was able to start testing for antibodies. According to Roach, the antibody tests allows patients to discover if they were previously infected with the virus and now have antibodies against it.
What we're doing at Cedar Diagnostics is an IgG two-step immunoassay test on the Abbott Architect, which is a large platform chemistry and immunoassay combined instrument. It's much more specific and much more sensitive than the little finger sticks that first came out that kind of gave antibody testing a bad name, right? You heard a lot of stories about the antibody testing and it not being accurate. If you're doing it on a sample that was drawn venously, you're spinning it down, you're running the test on the serum, it's much more accurate.
Cedar Diagnostics has conducted roughly 1,000 tests with nearly 4% testing positive for antibodies. Roach says they're in the beginning stages of conducting further testing to see how long the antibody actually stays present in people who have tested positive for the antibody.
The other thing is something that hasn't been studied and something that we are going to continue to study here at Cedar Diagnostics is how long do you have that antibody in your system? What if people were exposed in December and the antibody over time has just dropped off and is no longer present? We don't know that. Those studies haven't been done. And if we're not doing the testing and we don't follow those positive people for a while, we're not going to know.
As health experts are becoming more educated about this novel virus, it's been hypothesized that having these antibodies indicate that you have been exposed to COVID-19 and that your body has developed an immunity to it. But the definitive proof of that is still unknown. While Roach is cautiously optimistic that antibody testing is helpful in opening up the economy and people's lives, she's also aware that there is still so much uncertainty around antibody testing and COVID-19.
Well, that's what we would like to believe, and the immunologist in me would like to believe that you have a level of immunity to it. But until they do further research, you really don't know. So when we're calling people and we're saying, have an antibody to COVID-19, we are not telling them that they can't get it again because we don't know that.
According to Roach, Cedar Diagnostics in Durango is scheduled out for antibody testing for the next 4 weeks, while Cortez is booked up for the next 2 weeks. Scheduling for testing is available on Cedar Diagnostics' website. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.